One aspect, too, about the recurrence score that I don't think has really been talked about quite as much, and probably, frankly, that's because we haven't got the manuscript published yet, relates to what the apparent benefit from hormone therapy is in women with high recurrence score ER-positive breast cancer.
Interesting.
Because it really doesn't look like they get much out of tamoxifen. And so it really looks, for those women, to me, they seem to be the subset of women where even though they are categorized as hormone receptor positive, they don't seem to behave that way in terms of their response to chemotherapy or their response, at least to tamoxifen. Now, obviously, some people will say, well, maybe aromatase inhibitor, you'd see a different story. But when you look at the benefits of tamoxifen, we were able to do that on B14 since we had the placebo and the tamoxifen patients. When you look at the curves visually, there's clear benefits for low risk, intermediate, and they're just on top of each other for the high recurrence score. The test for interaction didn't quite reach statistical significance, very strong trend, but visually it's there. And, you know, I don't think people should take that as meaning there is no benefit of hormone therapy, but it means that those women, when they may think, well, I don't want the chemo, I'll get some from hormone, that hormone therapy may not be delivering as much as it does on average in the broad ER-positive population.
Well, that's a great point. I assume it's kind of like the situation in patients with HER2-positive tumors that we know when they're ER-positive, usually the actual quantitative amount of ER is fairly low, even though it's positive. And I think with the high recurrence score, it's the same thing. The quantitative ER is generally going to be low. Is that the case? Still high, but low.
Yeah, it's interesting when the B20 manuscript has some very nice graphic representation of how there are trends towards that, but it is not uniform. There are clearly discordant cases, which I think speaks to the strength of the Oncotype because it emphasizes that this really is giving new information that you just can't get. Broadly speaking, yeah, you see at the real high ER levels, the number of lower recurrent score patients is a bit higher than the converse, but it's not as striking as one would think.